Good afternoon, everyone. This is Frank again. And today I'd like to talk to you about Pandora, P-A-N-D-O-R-A, which is an online streaming media service that I've been using for the past couple years, and I'll give you an idea what it's all about. So, it does a couple of things. You could, A, search for things like podcasts on it, and it'll give up, whatever podcasts you can find. Obviously, it aggregates podcasts from a number of different services. But the most important thing, and this is what most people, including myself, use it for, is music streaming. You could actually pick anything you want, say like an artist, a song title, or even a genre for that matter, put it in, and it will create a station based on that information for you. So you could pick something like Frank Sinatra. And if you want to create a station for Frank Sinatra, it will create a station with music along the lines of his genre, other artists that are very similar to him, and that sort of thing. Again, you'll of course do it with playlists full of not just songs, but artists and other things as well. For instance, you could even put in like a title of a song or an album title for that matter and have it create a station for you. So there's different levels of membership. You could go to Pandora.com, P-A-N-D-O-R-A.com, and sign up. It's pretty easy, name, rank, serial number, all the basic information that you have to give someone when you sign up for any website. And you could do the free version, which will let you create stations, but you need to occasionally listen to ads, and there's only a limited amount of songs you could skip through. For instance, if you hit skip too many times and skip to the next song, it'll make you listen to more ads. Then there's what they call the Plus membership, which is what I have, and it's like $5 a month, and that lets you give, you could skip as many songs as you want, and you don't have to listen to ads. There's no ads on that one. Then for $10 a month, there's what they call the Premium. That's like the top of the line one, and that one you could actually create and store playlists and share them with other Pandora users, so you get access to that community. I really think that's a little too much, so I kind of go for the $5 plus account for myself. And there's also other accounts for like students, and then there's like military memberships, and I think there's even a family discount. So the nice thing about it is that it's kind of cross-platform. You could use it right on the website, or you could use it on pretty much any device. There's an app in the Windows Store. There's a Mac app. There's an iPhone app. There's an Android app. So pretty much even like an Apple TV app. I think there's an Apple Watch app, which I'd like to try myself sometime. So once you create an account and you start creating all your stations, no matter what device you log into it, you'll have access to all your stations. And I'm going to show you a couple of examples. I'll show you, for instance, the Mac version and the PC version, and then we'll get an idea of just how easy it is to use. The one thing I like about it is that it's very simple. If you just want to create a station from an idea that pops in your head, you just basically type the person's name in and genre, and there you get your station and put play, and it's playing your music when you want. And if you happen to use it on an iPhone, it's Siri enabled. So you could say something like Siri, ask Pandora to play, name of artist. And there's also like an Amazon Alexa/Echo skill that you could do. So you could enable it on that too, and you could play it that way as well. I have the Macintosh booted up here, and I have Pandora running on it. It's an app you could download from Pandora, and it's called Music Streaming, and I'll let you hear what the computer calls it.
Application chooser menu. Closing application chooser menu. Date, radio button, music streaming.
So it's called Music Streaming. And once you run it, it's a very simple interface. There's the menu bar. There's a table of your previously played stuff, podcasts, stations, artists. And then there's a few controls like play, pause, new, that type of thing. So it can move around, and we'll move into the table.
Table. In table. Image. Culture Club Radio.
And this is just an alphabetical list of all the stations I've listened to recently.
Cowbell, Chicago, Britney Spears, Bob Denver Radio, Chicago Radio.
And if I wanted to pick a station, I could just hit enter on that, but voice over space.
Out of table. Play selected station.
And we could just play it with the play button.
Decrease volume.
And this is all keyboard shortcuts. There's keyboard shortcuts to play, pause.
Pause.
Space just pauses, it plays it. You could do command left and right arrow, that moves back and forth through songs. You could also use the command for dislike and like. And what that does is if you like a song, you'll hear more like it. If you dislike it, you won't hear as many like that. There's also a keyboard shortcut to stop a song, like command T, and that basically tells it doesn't want, you don't like that song at all. Huh? Like you've had enough of that song. But I usually just use the volume keys, go forward, next song, like and dislike. Those are the ones you really need to use. Let's say I wanted a new artist, and we could do, say we'll pick a song here. Let's go with
new station, in song.
Say we want to do Metallica.
M-E-T-L-I-C-A. Metallica.
And then select. It's going to give you like a bunch of results here. We'll go to that table.
Table. Metallica. Level 2. Songs. Artists. Metallica. Level 2.
So you just play a song and click for the artist. I'll do the artist.
Cancel. But create station button.
Create station button. And usually it starts playing the station once you create it.
Closing. Play selected station button. Checked.
Okay, and if you want to pause it again, you could do space.
Pause.
So that's really about it for the interface. This is one of the simplest, cleanest interfaces you'll ever see. And we're going to look at the iPhone as well. So the iPhone, you could do the same sort of thing. It's even easier and simple on the iPhone because it's Siri enabled. So we could do something like this. Siri, play Billy Joel Radio from Pandora.
Billy Joel now playing on Pandora.
And if you bring up the player controls, the standard iPhone player controls, it's your next track, volume, all that stuff.
Next track.
Again, it's all very familiar. And if you want a list of your previous played stations, you can just open the app and it's right there.
West Virginia. Pause. Next track.
And again, because I have a Plus subscription, which I pay $5 a month for, I could skip songs as much as I want. If you have the free one, you're limited to a couple skips, then you have to listen to ads. So I'm going to pause that. And I'm also going to show you the Windows version as well. Okay, now I have the Windows computer up and running. And the Pandora app is an app you could get from the Windows App Store. You know, easy to install. You just have to put in your Microsoft account name and password. There's no charge to download the app. And then once you install it, it's much different from the app on the iOS or the Mac side because it has sort of like a HTML-style interface, meaning it kind of navigates like a web page. So if you're comfortable using your screen reader's web browsing commands, you'll have no problem navigating the site. So for instance, if I want to find the edit field, and maybe we'll search for a different artist this time. Let's see. We could do E.
Right at the top, search Pandora edit, my enter. J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
And we'll see what I found.
Jackson 5 artists more, 1 to 14, to move to an iPhone.
I'm actually looking for Jackson Brown. Let's see if it came up with that.
Jackson Brown artist more, 2 to 14.
There we go.
Jackson Brown on Pandora vertical bar radio songs and lyrics document.
That's pretty cool. I actually found it pretty easily.
Virtual PC.
Okay. And then we're going to look for something that says PlayStation.
95 start station button.
There we go. Start station button.
Space start station button to activate. Press enter. Jackson Brown on Pandora vertical.
In the darkness on the street. The houses filling up with
graphic to box, navigation region, link to unlabeled link, graphic to link, thumb down, this replay button, play switch, press on, space, play switch.
Okay. So I like to navigate this web page with R for regions. And then when you get down to the bottom region of a page, there's a bunch of simple buttons that you can hit the space bar and to activate, and I'll show you what those are. They're pretty simple.
Wrapping the bottom, navigation region, link tuner bar. Unlabeled one button unavailable, link graphic tender is a night.
Tender is a night, it's gonna tell us a song.
Link tender is a night, link Jackson Brown.
Jackson Brown.
Thumb down this song,
not give it a thumbs down.
Replay button.
Replay it.
Play switch off.
Play switch, that means play it or not play it. That's like hitting the pause button.
Skip forward button.
Skip forward.
Thumb up the song, checkbox,
thumb up.
Checked.
What the hell, let's thumb up the song.
Bass, thumb up the song, checkbox, check. The clear check mark, left, right, slider, volume 50%.
And then the volume, it's just like a slider.
Left, right. Volume 20%. Escape, virtual, thumb up, skip, play button, play switch off. Space, play switch.
And the roar of the approaching
Okay, so one word of caution here on this version is that there are actual keyboard shortcuts if you don't want to navigate the website to find the buttons. However, they require you to use the pass-through command on your screen reader if you're using a screen reader. So for instance, like I'm using JAWS. Yeah, I'd use JAWS key plus number row 3, and then I would hit the shortcut key. Like, for instance, if I want to move forward a song, I do, insert or JAWS key 3, and I'd hit the right arrow and that move forward the song. So the keyboard shortcuts do work, but if you're using a screen reader, you'll have to do the pass-through. Or you could just disable your screen reader once you start your station playing. Okay, that's about it for the Windows version. Again, all you really need to do is have some basic screen reader skills, and it just presents itself as an HTML document. The other thing you could do before we finish for the day here is that there is a skill on Amazon Alexa device that you can enable, and then you'd have to go into your Alexa app on your device and put in your Pandora username, password, link it. Then once you do that, you could just say things like, Alexa, play Bruce Springsteen radio from Pandora or whatever, and you could do it entirely through all your Amazon Alexa devices. That works pretty good as well. And if you're using like an Apple device, and if you use something like AirPlay, you could AirPlay it to anywhere you want, that sort of thing. So anyway, my goal in this is to find an easy way of coming up with music to listen to that's not too cumbersome. You don't have to go through too many loops. You just tell it the name of an artist or a song, and you keep getting songs along that genre and play to your heart's content. Okay, with that, I'm happy to answer as any questions that I could try to answer.
So as I understand it, if you say, play Jackson Brown station, you're going to get Jackson Brown and other artists like him in that playlist. Is it possible to ask it to just play Jackson Brown, or to pick an album of his and just play that one album?
Yeah, I kind of heard in the results table my search real quick. One of the things they'll do is first it gave you Jackson Brown as the artist, but if you kept going down, it'll say the albums, and you could just play an album. Yeah, you could. So short answer, yes.
And Pandora works on the Sonos system also, by the way.
This is true. I actually have a Sonos amp in my den, and I play things from Pandora and stream to that all the time, and that's easy way of doing things. Yeah, if I do it even if I do it on the Alexa devices, it's completely voice enabled. Even Siri, you could do that. So okay, thank you very much, everyone. I know we went a couple minutes over today, but thank you for staying with us. And again, we'll be back next month. So I'm gonna stop the recording for this month and say thank you.